This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Jamie Dunn. Governor Bruce Rauner and the four legislative leaders were supposed to meet this week for the first time since the end of the spring legislative session. Instead, that meeting was postponed until early December. In this week's installment of Past Due, I sat down with Sean Crawford to give an update on the budget impasse and how the delayed meeting could affect negotiations.
Jamie, some areas of the budget are going to get relief through actions taken by Governor Bruce Rauner. Can you tell us a little about those?
So the governor's used his executive power to go ahead and change the qualification levels for child care assistance funding, something that's been a pretty hot topic since we've had the lack of a budget and the governor really tightened those requirements. He's decided to roll those back, which will allow a lot more folks to get help with daycare for their kids. He has also decided to hold off on requesting change in qualification for folks who need in-home care and support, another thing that was pretty controversial. And another move that he has made is using the Illinois Finance Authority. He's hoping to use that agency to make no-interest loans to 911 centers across the state. They were having some problems with the budget impasse. So little pockets of ways that he's taking action to try to get funding and make sure that folks are getting services, even though there still is not a budget.
Well, the House took some votes on budget matters last week. How might those actions affect this situation?
These votes were kind of in conflict with the first two things that I mentioned that the governor did, which was change eligibility levels for a couple different programs. The House wanted to see those moves go further, and they also wanted to make sure that the governor wouldn't be able to tighten these eligibilities again in the future. And those votes both failed, and they were something the governor was hoping the House would not do, that they would accept the actions that he had taken and skip those votes. But House Democrats decided to move forward. And so that can make things a little frustrating and maybe some tension going on as leaders and the governor try to talk about the budget.
Well, do those actions take some of the pressure off when it comes to getting an overall budget approved?
The votes would not, but the things that the governor has done could. But then you kind of have to remember that there are a lot of things out there that aren't getting funded at all, like higher education and many social services. So some of these programs that folks have been really loudly advocating for are somewhat resolved by these moves, but there's still a lot of things out there that people care about that aren't getting funded.
Well, legislative leaders and the governor, they were supposed to sit down this week and discuss the budget and other issues. That would have been the first time since May that that's happened. The meeting now has been rescheduled. Why was it moved?
The speaker was unable to attend because there was a death in his family and he'll be traveling to go to a funeral. He offered to send someone as a proxy, but the governor decided it would be best to just reschedule when everyone could make it.
The state is well into its fifth month without a budget. Does pushing that meeting back delay progress?
Probably not. Coming out of the week that we had last week, where there was a lot of tension going on, votes going on that the governor was not thrilled about, it actually may not be a bad thing that there would be a little time for folks to cool off. There also might be some time for Democrats to consider some potential proposals to bring to this meeting now that the governor has signaled at least a little bit of a willingness to compromise. And, you know, we have to remember that it's been a pretty long time since they've sat down together because they were having such a hard time making any progress. So it seemed unlikely if they met this week that major progress would have happened. Moving the date probably isn't going to make a huge difference.
So they're going to meet in December. When that meeting does eventually take place between the governor and the leaders, what might we expect from it?
The governor's office has not put out any kind of detailed agenda. Of course, this meeting is happening because some good government groups asked that the leaders and the governor get together. And the governor kind of said, well, I'll take it from here, and scheduled it and did the planning. The original plan was to have the meeting in public and allow it to be broadcast. The governor has now said that instead, everyone will be able to make a little statement at the beginning, and then they'll go behind closed doors to try to work on some solutions and negotiation. As a reporter, it's kind of frustrating to say, but it's probably more likely that work could get done at this meeting now that part of it's going to be behind closed doors. And like I said, giving them a little time to cool off and maybe work up some proposals to bring in actually could be a positive in the long run, but we'll have to see.
The governor and state legislative leaders are now scheduled to meet December 1st. For more on this topic, visit the Past Due blog at wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.